Well, I'm here to talk about one of the issues, really one of the biggest issues that I believe our city faces, which is public education. As I've been campaigning for mayor and out talking to neighbors and people who own businesses, who have children, who live in this community, it's clear to me that the future of Indianapolis really hinges on whether or not our public schools succeed or not. Public schools are literally the reason that people move to this city or in some cases decide not to live in this city. And so as mayor, I want to be a mayor who is engaged on this issue, who makes sure that this is an issue that is paid attention to every day in the city. And that we have a mayor who does not sit on the sidelines on this very important issue, because again, our city's future really hinges on whether or not our schools succeed or fail. So what I am here to talk about today is five specific principles that I will use to guide the discussion over the coming months on what a mayor can do to help improve public education, help make the classrooms more successful here in our city. Because as mayor, as a candidate for mayor, as someone who would be elected mayor, I want to make sure that we have a city that has the best schools that we can have so that our children can succeed and so that our city can be successful. Today I'm announcing that over the coming months, as soon as the summer starts and kids and parents and teachers are out of school, I will spend time with parents, with teachers, with people who are interested in the education system, hearing from them about what they think makes our schools succeed or not. Because at the end of the day, it's the parents, it's the students, it's those who are engaged in this system who really have the best answers about what we can do to make sure that our schools succeed or not. The five principles that I believe are really important for schools in Marion County that I will continue to advocate for are, first, having active and engaged leadership, specifically by the mayor. We've had a mayor who has sat on the sidelines over the last few years and has not actively engaged the community to hear their ideas and their input on public education, which is critical for our school's success or failure. So first, I want to be a mayor who leads and advocates on public schools. Second, early childhood education and literacy are essential. We know that children who are not able to read by third grade are four times less likely to graduate from high school. So I want a city with a mayor who is thinking every day about how we can improve literacy in our schools and make sure that children have access to the resources they need to be able to read by third grade. We also need to make sure that with charter schools, we have appropriate selectivity and accountability, and that measures are in place to be sure that charter schools are performing at the level that they are supposed to. And that is something that comes right within the mayor's direct control. I also want to build on bringing the talent and innovation that we have in this city and trying to find ways we can highlight the successes of teachers, because we have lots of great teachers in this community. And what can this city do to continue to attract talent and innovative programs to this city, like things like Teach for America and other organizations that add great value to our public schools? And I also want to focus on collaborating with the city. The city, again, the city's future hinges on whether or not our schools succeed or not. And so we need to be looking tirelessly every day for ways for the city to collaborate with our schools, to try to make the environment more suitable for children to succeed in all the challenges that they have in urban environments. Over the coming weeks and months ahead, as I mentioned, I'm going to launch a series of teacher forums, get input from parents, from school officials, both teachers, as I mentioned, and others who are involved in the education system, to hear from them locally about what their ideas are and how they believe we can make a bigger impact in this city. Because at the end of the day, a mayor cannot sit on the sidelines. A mayor's got to be a champion for moving ahead with public schools, because our city will either succeed or fail depending on how our public schools do. And as mayor, I want to have an active and engaged role in the debate on public schools and how we can make sure that our city is a city where all of our children can succeed. So with that, I want to go through the five principles I mentioned in a little bit more detail, and then I'm happy to take a few questions. The first, as I mentioned, literacy is a big issue for our community, and we need to make sure that the city is doing what it can to make sure that children are able to read by third grade. So focusing on literacy is something that you will see in a Kennedy administration. We also need to focus on early childhood education. In some of the meetings that I've had with educators and parents, we cannot accept the status quo. We cannot accept when children come to first grade not even able to spell their own first name. So we need to make sure that this city has access to early childhood resources so that children can be prepared right from the get-go to succeed in school. When it comes to mayoral involvement, we can't have a mayor who just sits on the sidelines and who doesn't choose to participate in the debate. There have been discussions about the mayor's appropriate role in public education. I choose to be a mayor who's active and engaged in this issue because it's that important for our city. We also need to focus on some of the successes. While we can't accept status quo with any of the challenges, we also have to recognize there are models that are working. And what I want to do over the coming months ahead is engage the community and look at models that have worked and hear from the community about what their reasons are for working and how we can replicate that throughout the entire city. Again, because this is such an important issue for the city. So in sum, what I'd like to say is that a mayor has got to be engaged in this issue. A mayor has got to lead on this issue. A mayor can make a difference in public education, and I want to make a difference in public education. So what I'm going to do over the course of the coming months is be out in the community, listening to teachers, to parents, to students, to those involved and who care about this community as much as I do, to do everything we can to make sure that public schools succeed in this city, because our future depends on the success of public schools in Indianapolis.